The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
The Bill of Rights? Come on.
And no amendment to the Constitution is absolute.
Wow, glad to know that. And how about the 13th Amendment? That's a big one. It turns out that abolition wasn't really absolute.
Are you thinking about running again, Mr. President, in 2024?
The polls show that everybody wants me to do it. 100% I'm thinking about running.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
I feel such an obligation, such a responsibility to come into this studio every day and make sure you are so aware of the lies that you're being fed. There is such wickedness out there right now. There is. It's wicked. This stuff is wicked. Saw this poll the other day. Yesterday. Big headline. Biden's first speech to Congress draws high approval ratings. Yeah, you think? 85%. Wow! When's the last time 85% of Americans liked anything? So I'm thinking, wow, let's take a look at that CBS poll. Do you know, in a stunningly dishonest story that is only designed to make you think that Americans were just enamored with Biden's speech, CBS claimed everywhere, most viewers who tuned in to watch President Biden's speech liked what they heard. What they didn't tell you was that the poll had an insane bias towards Democrats. Listen to this. Out of almost 1,000 people, right? The sample size was 943 people. Are you ready for this? They polled 510 Democrats and just 169 Republicans. 169 Republicans, 510 Democrats. They added 235 independents. Independents usually skew left or left of center. And that's where they came up with 85% liked the speech. What liars. There's such lies. How about nobody watching the speech, right? The ratings were so bad, they were like half of Trump's speech. Now you'd think, wow, Biden had, what, 80, 85 million votes in November. He won overwhelmingly, right? And yet people didn't watch his big congressional address, his first speech, joint session of Congress. The ratings were bad. You got to hear this. MSNBC found themselves in a pickle because the anchors were sitting in the studio tossing to reporters saying, well, what did people think about Biden's speech? And then the reporters had to say, no, we can't find people who watched the speech. This is real comedy right here. Here's MSNBC anchor Halle Berry asking Priscilla Thompson, well, tell us about what viewers to the speech thought of Biden's speech last night. I don't know that Halle Jackson expected this answer.
But I've got to tell you, most of the folks that I've spoken to here did not actually watch Joe Biden's address last night. I've spoken to around a dozen folks, and only two of them watched and listened to what he had to say last night. So it'll be interesting to see how he lays out those points, which points he really reiterates here in Georgia when speaking directly to the voters here.
Directly speaking to the voters, he paid a visit to President Carter and Rosalynn, and then he went out into some parking lot with about six cars honking at him. Honk, honk, honk. But it'll be interesting to see how he addresses the six people over there in their, you know, in their Chevys and their and their Fords honking their horn, safely socially distancing because Biden's a super spreader or something. The man who's been vaccinated and wears 19 masks. They tried again. Here's another MSNBC anchor. If that wasn't bad enough, then they tried a second time. Well, we got to find somebody out there, somebody somewhere who watched the speech here in Democrat la-la land.
Yeah, we're seeing some of what Priscilla touched on there. About two-thirds of the people who we have tried to talk to here said they did not watch the president's address, not necessarily because they were boycotting it or intentionally not watching it. They just went to bed. They had to work. They had other things. This wasn't top of their to-do list, though many said they plan to catch up on it sometime today. But the people who did watch it, they told us they felt like, by and large, this was a good speech, regardless of the policies, regardless of the substance. What people told us here is that they felt like this was well delivered and that a lot of ground was covered.
Except they didn't watch it, but they felt like it was well delivered. We think, but we had to go to work or we had to go to bed. We had other things to do. There was a new show on Netflix. Had to catch up on The Crown. Didn't have a chance to see President Biden. Yeah, he got 80 million votes. Sure he did. You know, isn't it extraordinary to watch these folks implode? They're disintegrating right before our eyes, in real time. Joy Behar, listen to this. How do you like the image of an older white woman telling black Americans like Senator Tim Scott, you don't understand racism? Now, do you think Joy Behar, a multimillionaire white woman, how old is Joy? How old is she now? Got to be 70? Older white woman telling a young black Republican senator, Tim Scott, you don't know what it's like to experience racism. Oh, this is classic. This is rich.
Now, Tim Scott, he does not seem to understand, and a lot of them don't seem to understand, the difference between a racist country and a systemic and systemic racism. They don't seem to get the difference. Yes, maybe it's not a racist country. Maybe Americans, the majority, are not racist. But we live in a country with systemic racism. We discussed it this week again already about housing and about education and all of the things that are important to people. And the fact that Tim Scott cannot acknowledge this is appalling. How can you go out there and say that when you just said 2 minutes ago that you were the object and the victim of discrimination? And then he says that this is not a racist country. At least acknowledge that there is systemic racism. That's what I wanted to hear from him, and he didn't say it.
Oh, that's what the 78-year-old white woman wanted to hear? You wanted to hear the black man tell you we're racist? That we have systemic racism in America? That's what... And I want to play the beginning of that again, because this is extraordinary. You already know the way lefties and progressives smeared Tim Scott by calling him Uncle Tom for hours and hours on Twitter, all over the place. You know, there is a subtle but emerging narrative. It's not really subtle. They hit you over the head with it. They're the racists. Joy Behar's the racist. You want me to prove it to you? Play the very beginning of the clip again and listen. More offensive than a 78-year-old white woman lecturing a young black senator about what racism is listening to the way she describes what she says is a failure. Listen carefully to Joy Behar's first comments.
Now, Tim Scott, he does not seem to understand. And a lot of them don't seem to understand the difference between
a lot of them,
a racist country. They?
Wait a minute. Who's they, Joy? A lot of them? They? She's the racist. She's, when you talk that way, well, you know how they are. You know that those black people, you know, those blacks, when they, it's unbelievable. And no one will call Joy Behar out. That big mouth has a platform. Millions of housewives sit there yapping and nodding their heads and like just like lemmings. Oh, thank you, Joy. You're right. They don't know what racism is. Wow. Welcome in. We're fired up. It's a Friday, final day of April, April 30th, 2021. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. 1-800-655-MIKE. I'd like black Americans to react to that. How about we just have black callers? Well, we don't often do this, but if you're listening to this show and you just heard Joy Behar lecture Tim Scott about how he doesn't understand and they don't understand what systemic racism is, I'd really appreciate your reaction to Joy Behar's remarks. So let's limit the next few minutes to black Americans only. 1-800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6454.
Watch the show online at MikeOnline.com while listening to this great radio station.
I'll bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Down in Jamaica, they got lots of pretty women. Steal your money, then they break your heart.
Mike Gallagher.
Mike. It is so funny. My girlfriend and I called it the comedy show of a century. Yeah, I did watch it only for the purposes to see it, but we did not like it. Ted Cruz was falling asleep during it. It was on the news. It was hilarious. Have a wonderful day.
Hey, Mike. Yeah, I believe that people didn't watch Biden last night because they had to go to work early or they were tired or whatever, just like I believe he got blown down by the wind walking up the stairs.
Mike, could Joy Boyle explain how a person like the founder of Black Lives Matter can have be able to buy three houses or four houses for $3.2 million and not get turned down? I mean, where's the systemic racism in that?
Well, maybe the same person could explain to me how Reverend Al Sharpton could object to the New York City Council a year or two ago wanting to ban the sale of menthol cigarettes because it was going to unfairly target blacks. But now that Biden's in office, they're going to ban menthol cigarettes and apparently unfairly target blacks. Where's Al Sharpton now? Oh, that's right. Al Sharpton, his organization, has gotten huge bucks from R.J. Reynolds, which evidently manufactures Newports, which are the very popular menthol cigarette, I guess. I don't know. I talked to my pal Mark Davis this morning. He said, we are living in a country where a Democrat administration is going to ban menthol cigarettes because black people like to smoke menthol cigarettes. Now, who's the racist? Who are the racists? 800-655-MIKE. Honest to goodness, I want to get an African-American listener to this show. Listen to this. We'll just play the very beginning of it again, Pavs. just the very beginning of Joy Behar. Cut 14, just the first part of this again, please.
Now, Tim Scott, he does not seem to understand, and a lot of them don't seem to understand, the difference between a racist country and a systemic racism. They don't seem to get the difference. Yes,
a lot of them don't understand. They don't seem to get the difference. Wow. Renette, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. Hi, Renette.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. Can you give me your reaction to what you just heard from Joy Behar, please?
Well, it frustrates me. It's and I'm wondering who is them, who is they? Mm-hmm. I am a educated Black American and Black female, and I have a master's degree. I'm just wanting to know who is they and them. All Blacks, we all don't think alike, and I really hate that we're put into this box that if one of us is like Tim Scott, then, oh, they're Uncle Tom, I just don't like that. We have a lot to offer this country, and we don't always think the same.
How could anybody claim not to be racist for attacking Tim Scott based purely on the color of his skin? Since he's a Black Republican, he's got to be an Uncle Tom.
Right, and that is incorrect, because they all want to put us into a they. I say they, meaning some Blacks, some whites, put us all into a box.
Yeah.
The left. If we don't fit this, if we don't fit the square that they put us in, if we're a circle, then we just don't conform. We're not doing what us Black people should be doing.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable, Renette. Let me get another quick caller here, Carol Lee. Hey, Carol Lee, how are you?
Hi, I am so appalled at this whole thing. I mean, I licked all the people who were calling him names and derogatory remarks on the internet. And then this woman, the arrogance of this woman to assume that we have to be told how to think. That's what they hate about us.
I know.
We can't be controlled. We all left the plantation years ago.
Yep.
And it irritates the cootie out of me when I hear somebody. First of all, we all the Black people in the country heard them. I guarantee you they all heard it. But the Democrats will excuse it. But I'm here to tell you, I don't understand how these people are not, how people don't see through this.
But Carol Lee, Carol Lee, I'm telling you, there is a great awakening going on right now. I feel it. I really do. And it's incumbent upon all of us to stay in the fight, to stay engaged, to get active, to get involved, to volunteer at your local Republican precinct, to register people to vote. The midterms are coming. They're going to be here before you know it. And we do have a country to save. Appreciate your thoughts. There's more coming up. 800-655-MIKE.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
Most ominous of all, and this is the hallmark of tyranny, they have not hesitated to use the force of law to punish their political opponent. Here's the latest example, and it may be the scariest. Federal agents raided the home of former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani is not a political ally of the White House. In fact, he was the personal attorney of the former president. And in the end, that was Giuliani's core offense. That and having the gall to try to learn more about what exactly Joe Biden and his son were doing in Ukraine several years ago.
In the relieffactor.com studios, here's Mike.
That's kind of what amazes me about what we're witnessing. It's very open. And when I talk about you being engaged and I talk you getting active, I want to thank you. Yesterday, I played some clips from Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, on Jimmy Kimmel. And it actually went way better than I thought it was going to go. I mean, Jimmy Kimmel's been making fun and mocking Mike for months. He invited him on his show. Mike accepted because Mike is such a good guy. And what they've been putting MyPillow through, 90% of it I can't even share with you. It would make your hair curl. You cannot believe the way they are tormenting this great company that manufactures all these incredible products, American-made, where it can be. as Mike pointed out, some of his products, they have to go overseas because they don't have the capability here in the United States. But this is a Minnesota company. Hundreds and hundreds of people. And I've been to their headquarters on a number of occasions. You know, Mike Story is a crack cocaine addict, recovered because of God's grace and God's will and Mike's courage. A lot of the people who work for him, they're recovering addicts too. He's given them another chance at life. It's a great atmosphere, and people just love, they go through a brick wall for this guy. And all the big box stores, all the names you know, all the big fancy brands, we're so intimidated by these lunatic leftists and their Twitter campaigns and their emails and their phone calls. They kicked MyPillow out of all the big box stores. They want to shut MyPillow down. And when I share that story with you, you just buy product. You buy the Queen Premium MyPillow. The Premium MyPillow is normally $69.98. You know, the pillow everybody wants, pillow everybody talks about, pillow you hear everybody say is the best night's sleep they've ever gotten in their life as a result. Never goes flat, stays cool through the night. You know what you keep doing? You just keep buying products. Right now, the Premium MyPillow is $29.98, $40 off when you enter the promo code Mike G. Perfect Mother's Day gift, just in time for Mother's Day. I talked them into bringing back the lowest price they've ever had. $69.98, $40 off for a Premium MyPillow when you enter the promo code Mike G. The Giza Dream Sheets are the smoothest, softest, most comfortable sheets you'll ever sleep in. Buy one set, get the second set free when you enter the promo code Mike G. I've got the MyPillow bathrobe, the My Slippers. The slippers are incredible. It's taken them over 2 years to develop these slippers. They're finally out, 40% off when you enter the promo code Mike G. Men's, women's, yep, Mother's Day, perfect gift for mom. The My Slippers, they come in a moccasin style or slip-on, bunch of colors. Go to MyPillow.com, support this great company, support this great guy, because this is how you're making a difference. And believe me, I saw the numbers yesterday. People are responding in a huge way to MyPillow, and I thank you for that. I'm grateful for your patriotism and for your willingness to tell the big box stores, go stick it in your ear. Go play your corporate games somewhere else and hide behind your Twitter feeds and your focus groups and your marketing strategy and your think tanks, and go stick it in your ear. Go to MyPillow.com. Look for the little Mike Gallagher listener special box. You'll see a picture of Gallagher and Lindell. When you click on that box with anything you order, maybe you want to get the doggy bed made from the same patented fill as the MyPillow itself, $19.98 when you enter the promo code Mike G. MyPillow.com, promo code Mike G. MyPillow.com, promo code Mike G. Or call 800-928-6034, 800-928-6034. Like we love to sing.
The best night's sleep in the whole wide world is MyPillow.com.
Promo code Mike G. Yeah, I mean, to Tucker Carlson's show last night, which again, honest, there's a reason he's the number one rated show, and I don't have any skin in the game here. I've interviewed him a couple times. I think he's got a smart, innovative show. And Rudy Giuliani sat down with Tucker last night. Here's cut number 10, talking about the FBI raid of Mayor Giuliani's New York City apartment yesterday morning, 6 a.m., or I guess 2 days ago. They seized the former New York City mayor's electronic devices. He sat down last night and sort of explained this raid with Tucker Carlson on Fox News.
The only time they got perturbed is at the end of the search, when they had taken about, I'd say, 7 or 8 electronic items of mine, which is what they took, and two of someone else's. They weren't taking the 3 hard drives, which, of course, are electronic devices. They just mimic the computer. I said, well, don't you want these? And they said, what are they? I said, those are Hunter Biden's hard drives. And they said, no. I said, are you sure you don't want them? I mean, the warrant required them to take it. And they said, no. And I, one last time, I said, don't you think you should take it to comp-? And they said, no. Now, Hunter Biden's hard drives fall within the scope of the subpoena. The subpoena required them to take all electronics, but they decided to leave that behind. And they also were completely content to rely on my word that these were Hunter Biden's hard drives. I mean, they could have been Donald Trump's. They could have been Vladimir Putin's. They could have been anybody's. But they relied on me, the man who had to be raided in the morning, because I'm going to destroy the evidence. I've known about this for 2 years, Tucker. I could have destroyed the evidence years ago. I didn't destroy the evidence because the evidence is exculpatory. It proves that the president and I and all of us are innocent. They're the ones who are committing. It's like projection. They're committing the crimes.
I mean, this is pretty extraordinary times we're living in. You go back to the beginning of the Trump administration, look what they did to General Mike Flynn. And then he wound up, you know, of course, being exonerated. Where does he go to get his apology? Where does he go to get his reputation back? It's going to be fascinating to see how this plays out, because Rudy Giuliani is not somebody who's going to roll over for anyone. It's going to be real fascinating to see how this all plays out and what they're trying to get. You know, I heard somebody say on TV yesterday, oh, it's a cleanup. It's a cleanup on aisle five. They just want to go through the stuff, make sure there's nothing in there that is damaging to Hunter Biden, to Joe Biden. Hunter Biden, by the way, is now lecturing at some college somewhere on fake news. Rather than Hunter Biden being brought up on these lobbying charges and registering as a foreign agent and all that, he's lecturing. Is it Tulane? Man, I would pull my kid out of Tulane so fast if I thought that a college. So while Mayor Giuliani is having his apartment raided by the feds at 6 o'clock in the morning, Hunter Biden is given a lecturing gig at Tulane University? Wow. Yeah, that's good. Nothing to see here, folks. Nothing unusual going on at all. Nothing to see. Go get your vaccination. Keep your mask on. Be a patriot. Go honk your horn at Joe Biden, you know, at the car rallies. You know, 11 of you show up and wave at him. And let's keep convincing ourselves that he had 80 or 85 million or 90 million or a gazillion, bazillion votes. Yeah, right. Sure he did. I mean, do you understand why people are cynical about the November election? Do you realize when you hear reporters struggling to find anybody who even watched his big speech to Congress, the first address to the joint session of Congress? He's going to tell us how he's going to pay for, you know, child care and pay where he's going to rescue America with his big infrastructure plan. His big, ambitious, progressive. That's a big story, right? I mean, listen to the way the progressives, the left, they're excited about it. Here's Chris Hayes, MSNBC. It's staggering how progressive the Biden agenda is.
Is, you know, something I noticed that across the ideological spectrum, in a sort of surprising way, there's agreement about President Joe Biden's first joint address to Congress last night. You've got lots of folks on the left and a lot of folks on the right that both agree that the scope and ambition of the domestic agenda Biden laid out was truly staggering. And all that would come on the heels of all the accomplishments of his first 100 days, which are just impressive. I mean, there's no other way to say it. The huge COVID relief package, the massively successful vaccination effort, one of the best in the world after the U.S. has been an international laggard, more than 1 million jobs gained in the first 100 days, more than any other president in history.
There you go. There you have it. And yeah, it is true. Hunter Biden has nabbed a speaking gig at Tulane University to talk with students about fake news for a course called Media Polarization and Public Policy Impacts. Now, I've never judged Hunter Biden for all of the demons and the travails he's had, you know, dating. What was he dating? His late brother's widow, right? And the drug problems and the pictures and all of that. The guy has had a very tragic life. but of course was also very actively engaged in lobbying and representing, you know, his daddy was a big, big deal. And while Rudy Giuliani's home is being raided, comes the news that Hunter Biden is going to speak about fake news at Tulane. This is so beyond satire, it isn't even funny. You can't make this crap up. You can't make it up. How about Biden himself defying his own CDC? They big announcement this week, right, about masks. You could finally go outside as long as you're with other vaccinated people. So you got to see this clip and hear this. You got to picture Biden. He's like 30 feet away from Craig Melvin on the Today Show. They're like on opposite ends of the room from each other, terrified with each other, I guess, because they both, I presume, been vaccinated. You got to hear this clip. Here's Biden lecturing you about whether you're a patriot or not.
CDC guidance this week about outdoor mask wearing. Yeah. A lot of folks excited that they can now shed these masks if they've been double vaccinated. Are you going to be one of these folks now? Are we no longer going to see the President of the United States outside with a mask on?
Sure. I mean, but what I'm going to do, though, because the likelihood of my being able to be outside and people not come up to me is not very, very high. So it's like, look, you and I took our masks off when I came in because look at the distance we are. But if we were, in fact, sitting there talking to one another close, I'd have my mask on and I might you'd have a mask, even though we've both been vaccinated. And so it's a small precaution to take that has a profound impact. It's a patriotic responsibility, for God's sake. It's making sure that your wife, your children, if in fact they haven't been vaccinated, making sure that they're not going to get sick.
I'm going to do a little litmus test, okay? If you just heard that and you think that's normal and rational, you're not. If you're going to sit next to somebody who's been fully vaccinated, but you better wear a mask because that's your patriotic duty, for God's sake. It's a little thing to... Do you realize these dummies don't even realize why there's vaccine hesitancy? They're the reason there's vaccine hesitancy. Hey, Biden, you're the reason. President Biden, you're the reason people are worried about and don't want to get a vaccine. I saw this report on the news last night. People, they're literally knocking on doors in some communities begging people to please get vaccinated. You know why they don't want to get vaccinated? Because of that. Nothing changes if you get vaccinated. You better still wear your mask, and you better still stay, you know, 36 feet apart. I, honest to goodness, you cannot make this crap up.
My firm belief that this country has lost its mind. It's my
These
firm belief that this
are
country...
Crazy. These people are crazy.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Portions of our show brought to you by people who are not crazy, Job Creators Network. Listen, we're in tough times. There's no question. We're going to get through this together. We're going to lift each other up. And you know one way you can lift up people who deserve it? Help the small business community and help Job Creators Network with your support. JCN. If you own a small business or you work for one or you support a small business, do your part. Join the army of a growing army of small business advocates. Be a small business advocate. Go to joinjcn.com. As the fog of COVID is finally clearing, as the fog of this insanity will eventually clear, small businesses are still facing huge hurdles created by their own government. None worse than the tax increases that Biden wants to smack us with. A whopping 33% increase on the already struggling small business community. Well, you can support. I urge you to become a member of JCN. Go to joinjcn.com today. Learn more about Job Creators Network. I love these folks. Alfredo Ortiz, Elaine Parker, all the great people who've been working with us. They've been partners with the Mike Gallagher Show for years, and I'm honored. Go to joinjcn.com. Joinjcn.com. Can I get a couple of normal voices to react to what you just heard Biden say this morning on the Today Show? Well, if I'm sitting next to you, Craig Melvin, even though you've been vaccinated, I'm going to have my mask on. You're going to have your mask on, right? 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 1-800-655-MIKE.
These people are crazy.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com.
Hey, I just saw the clip with Biden on the Today Show, I guess. And here's my question, and I don't know radio and TV, but on a live show, why did the camera immediately back up when he said, look, we got all this distance between us, that's why I'm not wearing a mask? How did they know to back up like that unless it was pre-planned?
Yes, Mike, Biden is still around in 5 years. I guarantee you he's still going to be wearing a mask.
Hey, Mike. I voted for Biden, but it's more like I was voting for not to have Trump be president any longer. So I'm not a huge fan of Biden either. That's why he got elected.
Oh, is that why? Well, I hope you're happy. Because you're part of the reason we're in the mess we're in. But we're going to get out of it. Don't worry. Keep the faith. There's two out of three normal voices. Have a great weekend. Be safe and keep fighting the good fight. I'm Mike Gallagher. God bless America.